I said it before and I'll say it again. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Back to the Tommy John Show. I'm your host, Tommy Johns. I'm joined by Dan, live from a construction site. By the sounds of it, how's it going, buddy?
Trying to get this job site cleared up. We got a big job.
Yeah.
We're clearing out all of the malls.
You're clearing them all out.
We're clearing them all out. So that we can put Jimmy John's.
We're clearing the entire mall out.
Yeah, for Jimmy John's.
It's interesting. You wouldn't pick a better sandwich chain?
I didn't pick it. Okay. I just work for the construction company.
All right. I mean, the owner of Jimmy John's is canceled. I don't know if you know that, but
he's canceled?
Yeah, he was canceled a while ago. He was like posting pictures of like the rhinos he was killing in Africa or something like that. He likes hunting near extinct animals. So
he also likes tearing down malls.
Yeah, well, you know,
it, well, it's if a good it thing I work bill, for the construction company, not yeah.
Well, you know, I hope it goes well. I won't be going to the Jimmy John's. I happen to like the animals alive and well, and I'm a Jersey Mike subs guy.
I was just about to say that. I was like, I prefer Jersey Mike's anyway.
Yeah. If I'm going to a sandwich chain, I mean, I can't imagine going wrong with Jersey Mike's. Now, I've heard people talk about Firehouse being
pretty good. Oh,
yeah,
I've never had it.
There's one not too far from you, at least, I don't think.
Over Firehouse Subs?
By the mall, actually. Yeah. I don't know if it's still open.
Well, it's probably Quaker Bridge. Torn down. Yeah, that's a Jimmy John's now. The whole thing.
Well, I think the Firehouse was across the way, so the Firehouse.
We tore that down too.
Oh, okay. Well, they really have you doing everything. Really, it sounds like
competition. Yeah, we're just tearing things down.
You know, it is what it is. How was your week?
It was good. No complaints. It was. Other than construction at 3 a.m.
Yeah, it's crazy, man.
Yeah, they're doing. For those who don't know, I don't work at a construction company or tear down malls. They're doing construction outside my house till 3 a.m. every night for the next, actually, what's today, the 25th? So one more night of this.
Brutal.
Supposedly.
Until they're like, okay, extend it. That feels like that always happens.
We'll put up another Jimmy John's here.
Yeah, but yeah, man, that's cool. My week was pretty low key. Except I did go on Sunday with our boys over at the Nook Shots Network, Bags and Matt, to a burger pop-up.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they follow this guy on Instagram, and I just happened to be on Discord the day they were buying tickets, and they're like, you want one? And I was like, yeah, sure. And it's like one of those smash burger kind of like trendy Instagram guys who does like a pop-up. You buy like a ticket, you get like a burger, some chips, mm-hmm. and whatever. And we went and it was good. The burger's good. We went pretty far for it. We went down to like Summers Point over by Ocean City.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's an hour for them. So it's a 2-hour trip for me. But I mean, Spoons drove me. I drove to his house and he drove down.
Not Spoons anymore.
Matty Gorm. Yeah, man, it was good. Like the thing for me was like, I ate the burger and I was like, I could have at least another one of these, maybe two. So like, you just get like one with the ticket. I guess you could probably get multiple tickets for yourself, but then you kind of look like a complete savage.
Just say you're getting them for someone else.
That's true. Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm getting them for
turn around to nobody and be like, I got it, guys. Don't worry about it.
Just keep coming back with a mustache and a...
Yeah. But, like, it was good. It was good. I don't want to shit on the quality of the burger. However, I don't know if I would drive that far again to do it. It was a cool experience, and you get a little bit of his signature sauce. He gives it in like almost an airplane bottle.
What is it? Like what type of sauce?
It's like a Thousand Island, probably like his own recipe. It's called the Burger Buff on Instagram. You can follow. It's like, you know, and he's, I guess, a big foodie, and he had partnered up with a pizza place down there called Bakeria 1010.
Bakeria.
And they kind of do like a Detroit style, like doughy kind of like pan pizza. And we got that as well. And it was really good. I enjoyed it. I think I enjoyed it more than the other guys. Because I kind of liked how like fluffy and thick the dough was. And then like the pepperonis on top were just.
But pepperon.
Yeah, it was one of those things where it's like you got a burger and then we ate pizza. So it was like, you know. What's next? Fried chicken and then ice cream and then death probably.
Sounds like a good way to go out though.
Yeah. I mean, if I had a way, if that would guarantee, like if I knew, like, you know,
that would guarantee my death. I would do that all the time.
I would do it all the time. I mean, I guess it would guarantee my death, if I just kept doing it. But, yeah, I mean the burger, I guess like after tax was like $18-$19. So like it was like, you know, I don't know if necessarily for me worth it, but it was a cool experience and it was tasty. It was really good. But like,
what's it called?
Burger Buff.
Burger Buff.
Yeah, it's just like this ripped dude who makes burgers. He just set up like a Blackstone grill like out in the parking lot and was just like. You know,
didn't even have a truck.
He was just set up and he was doing it. So cool. Yeah, man, it was good. And then, you know, it did inspire me. I made some smash burgers myself the other night and they turned out.
I bought a grill out into a parking lot and started cooking for people.
Yeah. It turns out you need a permit, but I, you know, they gave me a little hard time when I did it, but you know, but yeah, that was my week, man. But, I know you did as well. I watched the Justice League Snyder Cut. So give me your thoughts. Like we won't spend too much time on it, okay. But like, you know.
So I liked it. I think it's better than the Justice League. I think it's, I think it would have been fine as if HBO just did a mini series, because that's what it is. It literally is a mini series. Yeah. I didn't watch it in one sitting. I watched it. I did two parts. I did 2 hours and 2 hours. Two and a half, whatever it was. It's a way better story. They give characters like Cyborg an actual storyline. My biggest issue was like in the beginning, I was watching it. The first act, there's so many just montage music. Like they use a lot of music.
It was like weird. Like,
it, really? Like I was like, why are they doing this so much? Like, the beginning part one is like 65% just like soundtrack and not much going on, but I still liked it better. It still gives you more than the fucking regular Justice League, and there's a better villain, and the villain actually has a reason, like why he's doing this. He's trying to get back in the good graces of Darkseid, and actually it's cool. I was reading something in the beginning. Darkseid is supposed to be this like fucking boss.
Yeah.
And people were apparently pissed that he gets defeated in the beginning. But that's not the real Darkseid. That's like the Darkseid that gets defeated there becomes Darkseid because he got defeated. He has like some sort of entropy that makes him X amount stronger by something. I was reading about it, but and you can tell that they're two different dark sides by like what they look like.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought it was a lot better. I would, and I don't know if I'm just because I wasn't a huge fan of, I liked it cause it was Justice League, but I wasn't like, I wasn't really taken by it. It was fine.
The original or this one?
The original. Okay, it just didn't really feel like much happened. And the,
yeah,
the
it was really choppy, and you could tell that there were two directors in the original.
Oh yeah, 100%.
And you know, they did Cyborg pretty dirty in the original. Obviously, there was a lot of story.
They didn't give him a fucking story.
Mm-hmm. They cut him. They basically cut him out, other than like his fight scenes.
And in this, they made him fucking amazing. It's just like, I can talk to anything that's the computer.
Yeah, it was. He was pretty cool. So I guess like if I were – so my – boiling down my opinion on the movie is – and I think it's – like, you know, trying to keep things in mind. Like, it's undoubtedly better than the original version, right? The story makes sense. You know, things are more fleshed out. With all that said, though, I still think it's just an average movie.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, because I was trying to say, I don't know if I liked it because I didn't liked it so much more than the original, which makes me be like, oh, it's a good movie. It's just better than the original.
Yeah, it was really cool to see. It's like, wow, like he had a lot more, you know, like there. They just cut things out of the original version. Like they were like, as soon as he left the set, they were like, you know, basically they just fuck this guy. And it was really interesting to see everything fleshed out. And, you know, my opinion on Zack Snyder is I don't think he's the worst director, but I would like him to stay away from, you know, superheroes from now on. Like, I know he had, like, they released a synopsis for the next two movies that he was going to make, and I hope they don't get made, to be honest.
He wants to do superhero movies?
Two more. They released a synopsis for Justice League 2 and 3 for the trilogy.
I'm going to be honest. Yeah. Batman, like watching it, they made him real. Like, I was just like, man, he's a pussy. Like, just watch. Like, everyone was so great. And then he'd be like, Alfred, I need my fucking machine. Then it just got fucking destroyed. And the Cyborg was like, I'll fix it. You know, he's way more, you know,
he's
just real
hard. He's the
brains
behind the operation. Yeah, he puts
them together.
Yeah, yeah. So, like,
There were a lot cooler, like, Wonder Woman had some cool scenes. Superman had some cool, like, scenes where you're like, yeah. Like,
yeah.
Where it was just fun.
Personally, as an Aquaman fan, I don't think they really expanded on him at all in the movie.
They did not at all.
But also, like...
But he got his own movie. So
yeah, he got his own movie.
Why they didn't really... They expanded a little more on Flash. They expanded a lot more on Cyborg.
Yeah. But one thing that was, like, why... I don't know why they decided to keep the air bubble thing in for Aquaman.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, didn't they already figure out a way not to do that? But whatever. I mean, they probably just like, we can't really afford to do the Aquaman stuff. And I think that's why they had all that weird music in, because there was like licensed music in the movie, and they didn't want to pay for the rights because, you know, it was on HBO Max. They couldn't really, I mean, cut corners where they could.
They literally already were millions in on
a
movie they already made.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, the same thing I think happened with Wonder Woman 1984. They had no 80s music in it because they didn't like it. It couldn't get a wide theatrical release where it would have made millions and millions of dollars. So they had to cut corners where they could.
I did not like
that. Yeah. But like even that, like, but like that one was like, that could have been any time period. We didn't know because they not one song by Duran played, you know. But I don't know. So like I'm glad it got made, I'm also like, all right, let's just kind of move on from it now. Let's, you know, obviously we have the Batman movie. It's not going to be part of any kind of universe coming out, but we're still getting Aquaman 2. We're still getting Shazam sequel. Probably a Wonder Woman 3. Supposedly, yeah. Flash has a director, and I think they're already in pre-production. So,
I like him. I mean, he was good in that. I like that they gave him a little more, because I don't think he's a bad actor.
Ooh, the Flash.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ezra Miller. I I don't think he's a bad actor either, but I thought the writing
wasn't great
for him. Was like, it felt bad to me. Yeah. I don't know. Well, I don't know
I
why.
I thought it was fine.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was like a lot of that millennial humor, kind of like, oh, we're doing this now, like kind of stuff, and yeah. Like it's just like, I don't know. It's probably different when you're sitting in a theater. I remember liking him a lot more in the theater, you know. So, but yeah, I mean, I think glad it was made. Definitely better than the original. Doesn't need to be. We don't need to see the sequels, in my opinion.
I'm going to be honest, though. It could have been a good 2.5-hour movie, but not like they didn't need it to be 4 hours. I'm happy it was because I'll watch it. But
yeah,
they could have made just a good like 2.5-hour movie.
That last the epilogue, right? Like the last was like 30 minutes or whatever. But like that was all stuff from the sequels that he was going to make. Like, so it was. That could have been just cut out, but I guess he's like, well, if I'm getting paid this, or if I'm going to make this, I might as well at least show something. So,
yeah. But also, what's her name? Didn't Amber Heard get fired from Aquaman?
No, she was pressured to leave Aquaman too, but she's not. So she's still in it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because I was going to say that makes shit a lot more difficult if they have that and then she gets kicked off.
Yeah. So, I mean, as far as I know, that currently she confirmed in like November that she's still doing Aquaman 2. You know, so we'll see. But yeah, man. Also, little update on some mobile games. You like mobile games, right? You're a mobile gamer.
I'd probably say I'm more of a mobile gamer now.
Yeah. They just announced it was crazy. So I was on the way back from the Burger Buff thing with Matty Gorm, and we're just talking about like other games that would make sense, like as a Pokemon Go kind of IP. And Matt was like, yeah, maybe even like Pikmin. And then they just announced like yesterday that they're doing like a Niantic is doing like a Pikmin game.
I'm fine with it. I'm cool with it. The only problem is those, like, you can't play them all. Like, you can't, like, I don't play Pokemon Go anymore. I barely play Wizard Unite anymore. And Pikmin really doesn't have the pull that the IP that, I mean, people will probably play. If it's a cool game, cool. Mm-hmm. But, you know, as far as.
I think they said something, it's more of like just like a like game for people like who like walking, you know? Yeah. So it's like, you know, you're going to be followed by the Pikmin. I guess you pick up different ones as you walk and stuff like that. Probably like not as intensive like a gaming experience, but it was interesting. Like Matt like tagged me in the post. He was like, it's like they were listening to us in the conversation. Yeah, right. He has a Tesla. They could have been listening. Any sort of productivity I have will be going out the window tomorrow. Because they just announced today that Magic Arena will be coming to the iPhone tomorrow.
My phone doesn't work, so I won't be able to play until I get a new one.
Yeah. Well, it's probably for the best, man. I'll be honest.
I like it because I don't go on my computer a lot, and I just want to get the daily or the rewards.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Because like, if I can just go on my phone while I'm at work and play, you know, play 30 lands, you know, have 50 creatures, because like half the time I just play standard just to fucking hit that so I can save up so I can draft. I think if it still has like the daily rewards and stuff, then cool. I'm cool with it.
I think it's gonna be the same thing. It's gonna be a different client because they're gonna have to switch things around, but like it will still be like your account from the computer. So gonna be crazy. I don't know if you've heard about the. I wanted to get your I guess what's an opinion?
Is that what it is?
There is a whole discourse on Twitter happening right now. I just want to get the guy's name right. I tweeted about it. Where the hell is it? Yeah, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. So, you know the brand of cereal called Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
Shrimpin' Toast Crunch?
Yeah, you heard about this?
Yeah, of course.
Now, I just want to get the guy's name. Where the fuck is he? His name is Jensen Karp. And, you know, for the folks at home, he posted a picture on Twitter saying with Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and he had some shrimp tails in there. And they were, like, responding to him, and he was, like, blowing them up or whatever. And, you know, and he's been, like, making a whole big stink about it. Mm-hmm. Do you think that it's a real picture? Do you think that's real, like, there were really shrimp in the
Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
Do you think that?
I mean, I'll entertain the possibility that I'll entertain that it's possible.
Yeah, yeah.
It could be. I just, people, you know, like, who knows? Like, I'm at the point where it's like, this could have been a fucking ploy by Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Because everyone's talking about fucking Cinnamon Toast Crunch now. Yeah. I never know anymore. That, like, what's real and what's just fucking a weird form of marketing that we don't get.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't believe that is happening because he is
very angry. I want $1 million.
No, first of all, this guy is he's a podcaster. He, I guess, for years had tried to, like, blow up the internet kind of with his stuff, mm-hmm. which was the first thing that kind of, like,
That's a red flag right there.
I was like, okay. He's also Topanga's husband from Boy Meets World.
Really?
But, like, it just, I've been just reading through all this stuff, and he is, it's like he's, like, responding to all the other viral posts about it and, like, quote tweeting it. And I put Cinnamon Toast Crunch put out, like, a statement. It's like, we are still investigating this matter. We can say with confidence that this did not occur at our facility. We are waiting for the consumer to send us the package to investigate further. Any consumers who notice their cereal box or bag has been tampered with, such as the clear tape that was found in this case, should contact them. I'm going to be honest with you. First of all, I think Cinnamon Toast Crunch is a top 5 cereal, if not top 3.
I'll agree with that. Cinnamon Toast Crunch is, well, like, I don't always go for it because it's very sugary. Like,
mm-hmm, it is.
But it is one of, like, when I eat Cinnamon Toast Crunch every single time, I'm like, fuck, this is delicious.
It is good. And, like,
every time.
The way the milk, like, even glides off of it is really good. It's really good. And like, remember those cereal bars with Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
Yeah. The ones with, like, milk and, like, the middle was, like,
it was just, like
cream.
So, as I mean, you know, I'll state that I am a big Cinnamon Toast Crunch fan, and I think the only reason this is gaining traction is because it's a guy with a following on Twitter. I think these things happen all the time. I remember when a new Wawa opened up by me when I lived down in Mercer County. Like, immediately somebody posted, like, a video of, like, maggots in their, like, sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
Which was, like, you know, it was proven wrong. Like, it always happens, and these people...
Well, something real did happen that happened to one of our cousins.
Who?
In her vegetarian burrito, she found a screw in there.
Oh.
And she literally didn't want to do anything. She's like, well, I like these, but I don't want them to stop making these burritos.
Oh, yeah. Well, I understand something like that.
Something fell off the machine, rolled into, but it was like, she got a full on screw in her burrito.
Like, I've had, like, pieces of plastic. I've definitely had stuff like that. And, like, you know, like, foreign objects that were obviously, like accidentally, but, like, I'm not going to believe
My question, okay, I get whatever shrimp tail, but how do you get two? How do you get multiple?
Yeah, multiple. They were trying to like.
Even if you say so, let's say for like the guy was eating shrimp. I want to know how a package gets separated, and is that guy literally eating them where it's getting packaged? Like, because their machines package them. It's not a person like sealing the bag. Mm-hmm. So it had to be two, whatever. It was like two shrimp tails, right? Two or three?
Two shrimp tails.
How do those not get separated and end up in separate bags or, And then there was like string and some shit, right?
Yeah, that was like another, I don't know, man. It was a very suspecting.
So my thing is, what if it was fake and then he wasn't expecting it to get as big as it did, and then he's just like, fuck, I got to double, like, he's just like, I'm gonna joke. Oh, I found a shrimp tail. And then it was like, fuck, people are taking this serious, and it went viral.
Yeah. I mean, I wonder if like he was like, posting like a shit post, And then he saw like the traction he was getting, and he was like, yeah, I mean, that makes a lot of sense. He's like, oh, this could be big for me. But it was kind of funny. He started getting Me Too'd because I guess he has a history of pressuring women into stuff or whatever. So, I mean.
Well, that's the thing. Like with the internet now, it's like, do you really want to be famous?
Yeah.
People will find everything about you. Everything. Mm-hmm. And then if you're like, not that. If you were even a minor celebrity, but when you're in the spotlight, no matter what it is, like people will use it to make you, to bring you down. Be like, we got to cancel this guy.
Yeah.
The shrimp cinnamon toast guy.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, I don't know. I mean, if it was like a weird marketing ploy, and I don't think it is because.
Yeah,
like,
I don't think it is. I just, nowadays, who the fuck knows? Like, yeah. Because it's like, well, market, like you saw Burger King, what they wrote on Women's Day.
That was
fucking
brutal.
Women belong in the kitchen. And then they like elaborated on it saying like that men are dominating the chef industry.
Yeah, so it was like, not well thought out.
Well, what do you mean? It was, because guess what? Everyone was fucking talking about it and no one's going to stop. Like
true.
It doesn't matter nowadays. It doesn't matter if you are a legitimate company, people will forget about whatever the fuck you do. So it is marketing. It's getting your name in the press and be like, oh, I could go for Burger King. They fucking want women. I don't agree with that, but I could go for some $1.49 chicken nuggets.
And like, yeah.
It doesn't matter. Like McDonald's could come out and fucking say whatever. It doesn't. The people that shop at McDonald's will just be like, I heard McDonald's and I like Big Mac. Like, they could fucking McDonald's murders people. Well, I should go to McDonald's. Like, that I don't know anymore.
It is funny though, because I think, I mean, Burger King's got to like take these huge risks, right? Because like they're losing the fast food race, as it were.
Yeah. Well, I mean, 100%. Chick-fil-A, I feel like, is winning right now. I don't know why. Every Chick-fil-A I go to has a fucking line around the block. Every single time.
I don't go to Chick-fil-A because
I know you don't. But I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah. No. But I do notice that every time I pass one, there's like a line like onto the street.
Yeah.
Which, I don't go there because I got tired of it. There was one on my college campus and I had it like all the time. And I was like, all right, I'm good on Chick-fil-A for the rest of my life. So, but like, I mean, McDonald's is still king. And I think Wendy's has made some excellent strides over the years.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? Taco Bell still always going to have a good place in my heart.
Taco Bell is, I mean, I feel like Taco Bell's hard to group in with McDonald's, Wendy's, because they're all burger joints.
True.
Taco Bell is like if I want Taco Bell, there's no other place I'm going. Because, I mean, unless I go to like a actual, or Tacos Cancun, which has, real. But if I'm like, there's things that nothing. You know, like a Crunchwrap Supreme, where the fuck am I going to get that? Like, if I want a Big Mac or whatever, it's not that crazy. I can fucking make one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I could make a Crunchwrap Supreme too, but it's a whole lot of fucking work.
Yeah.
A Big Mac's literally just like grab some buns, fucking ketchup and Thousand Island dressing, and you're good.
Who's got better variety than Taco Bell?
Oh, yeah. It goes from fucking, you can get a taco, you can get a fucking salad, you can get, I don't know, fucking.
I know it's a lot of them, like, I think Tim Dillon said it's like, it's, they're selling you items all made from the same things, right?
Oh, yeah.
In different varieties, and it works, you know?
I love Taco Bell, but Taco Bell is one of those places where it's like, I can't go there because I'm going to have diarrhea.
Really? You get diarrhea from Taco Bell? Oh, see, I've moved on to more intense things.
I'll tell you one thing. I know, like, Taco Bell also must have a ton of fat in it.
Yeah.
Because, well, actually, that's not true. So I remember when I used to stream, I did a streaming day where the top gifter got to pick my meal at mm-hmm. Taco Bell. And it was like $25 worth of Taco Bell that they got to choose.
Ooh.
With $25, yeah. And I had to eat it on stream, all of it. So whatever, I got it all. The guy actually completely messed up my order. Completely messed up my order. Wasn't even close. Like, I'm not – he had learning – like, actual disabilities.
Gotcha.
Because I was on stream while I ordered and everything. And the guy – like, I'm telling you now, it was – there was, like, four or five things that are – I only got, like, eight things, and five of the things weren't what I got. And when I got in the car, like, I was like, this isn't even close to right. Like, it wasn't like I got anyone. I was the only one at Taco Bell. But I didn't care. I was like, I don't know, whatever. It was still a ton of food. But
yeah.
I ate it all. And that night, I don't know, I ended up toking a little of the marijuana.
Is that like a new item on Taco Bell's menu?
Well, I will tell you what. I completely lost my mind.
Really?
100%. And I think because I've heard THC latches on to like fat, whatever you – the times that I've lost my mind when I've smoked or ate edibles was when I had like a real fatty steak. And this time was to the point where like I was guitar battling the devil, and I don't really believe in any of that shit. Like I was literally – and nothing the stuff I was smoking wasn't like laced or anything. It was literally just because I had eaten an absurd amount of fucking Taco Bell, and I was losing my mind. It was but yeah, so Taco Bell, maybe it had to do with whatever was in the Taco Bell combo. Like maybe it wasn't the fat, maybe it was something else they put in there that but maybe, I was having an air guitar battle with the devil, thinking that I had to win, otherwise I was gonna die.
Maybe it's like the crystals that you look into when you're doing DMT to like heighten your high, like they do in that one Good Neighbor Stuff sketch.
I've never done DMT.
Oh, you haven't done it? But like you remember like that Good Neighbor Stuff sketch where it's like, this is how we trip.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And they're tripping. It's like, oh, you look into these crystals and you peek your eye. Maybe that's the Taco Bell for marijuana.
Yeah, where they're all like in the room and like one person's on the bed and there's like strings and stuff. And
they start choking themselves. And
I got to get through the – yeah. Dude, those guys are hilarious. What was that show that Will wanted us to watch?
It was a – it's an Australian sketch show. I haven't watched it yet.
There was a show I watched on Netflix.
Aunt Donna? Auntie – something like that. Maybe that's not it.
I watched a show on Netflix, and it was it's real weird. But it was like right up – it was like the whitest kids you know. It reminded me so much. It just really? Sketched – but like one of the sketches was it's a whole farm where the horses have smaller dicks than you. So like
oh like, yeah, I've seen that.
You've seen that one? You've seen that show?
Yeah, was that the Tim Robinson show? I think maybe. You should leave.
Maybe that's why. I don't know, like there's other sketches where he's like alien and he's like motorcycle and then he like walks to
oh him yeah like, that is like, I think he
two
should leave.
Motorcycles in a home and it's just like a car and then like he beams back up and they're like, well, do they have motorcycles? He's like, oh, you gotta
Dude, yeah. That show's amazing.
Did
you watch all of it?
No. I was with my girlfriend, and we went to her friend's house, and one of her friends just put it on. He's like, "Oh, this show's fucking hilarious."
So
he
good.
Just put on a random episode, and I was like, "This." My girlfriend was like, "Some of it was funny, but it was just real weird." I was like, "This is all of it was right up my."
You have to watch all of it, maybe even after this we're done here, because it is an incredible. It's one of the best sketch shows I've seen in a long time.
I was dying, because she didn't get. Because you have to kind of understand, because some of the stuff is just like, it's a sketch. You got to understand, like, when I was watching it, I was just like, how I think of sketches is just like guys be like, what if we do this?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, this is such a funny concept. And half of the stuff, how they do it, it's so, the concepts are funny. And yeah. Most of them, they do, like, the one guy, when he's like at the business meeting and there's like a whoopee cushion.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, no, my farts smell like you'd be throwing up. And he's like, what's the joke? I don't get it. And then just keeps like,
yeah, so he like was that.
I was like, this is so funny.
Yeah, he was a writer on SNL, and a lot of these sketches were things he wanted to do at SNL, and they didn't let him do.
Dude,
so he ended up doing his own show, which is pretty great. I think you should leave.
No, but the one sketch where he's on the plane with his girlfriend and they're going, and then not Bill, the guy, what's his fucking name? I can see he was on SNL.
I don't know.
He's like, you remember me?
Oh, yeah.
He's like, it's 20 years ago, you were on a flight. The guy was the baby that was crying.
it's great. I definitely watch all of it.
I don't know if that was the show that Will was talking about.
No, that's not the one. He was talking about another, but that one is excellent. I think I recommended it on the Rec Room when it came out.
You?
Yeah, but you should definitely watch all of it.
I watched one episode and I was dying.
Yeah, they're like six episodes and they go by pretty quick, and
awesome. They're short, or at least the one we watched was short.
But I think that is going to lead us good into our main topic here. The comedy draft.
Comedy draft.
We're both big comedy fans, and we're gonna do like our own little fantasy draft of comedians. I think we're gonna do six stand-up comedians, and then one clean stand-up comedian, a comedy movie, a comedy special, and a comedy TV show. So I'm gonna give you the honors of going first. You get first pick. I'm gonna write down all of our picks.
Okay.
So you can go whenever you're ready.
I'm gonna take Dave Chappelle.
I had him first, damn it.
Right off the bat, I'm gonna take Dave Chappelle because I think his stand-ups he's been doing recently are some of the funniest and the smartest. Like, well written. The jokes, they push the limit, but they're funny jokes.
And he's great.
I think Dave Chappelle, every time he goes up, he's so comfortable.
He really is.
And I love watching him. I think he's one of the best joke writers today. It's a different style of joke, but I love Dave Chappelle.
He's the greatest of all time. I mean, he's one of them. All right. I gotta change it up. I'll just go to my number two. I mean, you know what? Like, I don't care. I still think he's amazing. Louis C.K. is my number.
Yeah. Dude, listen, I'll support that 100%. Yeah, Louis C.K. I don't agree with the shit he did, but I saw Louis C.K. at Madison Square Garden. I love Louis C.K. I think his jokes are hilarious. I think he is a great storyteller.
Yeah, like, and he just is so – he's just a natural. And, I mean, I remember reading that there was a point where it switched, right? Like, he was always a good comedian, and then, like, right before Shameless, I think, was his special that came out that really, launched him into superstardom. Mm-hmm. That's when everything really – took it. And he's still good. I watched the one that he put out last year, and I enjoyed it quite a bit.
Yeah, so. Louis C.K. was on my list. I mean, I Louis C.K. will. He's up there.
All right, what do you got for your number two now then?
All right, so number two is kind of – this is more just like me. I mean, I think he's a great comedian, but Mitch Hedberg.
It's a good one. That's a good one. I thought about getting him on my list, but, you
Mitch
know.
Mitch Hedberg, he's – I mean, and he could even be like a clean comedian because he's not that – you know, he doesn't really – I just – I like his style. He's very – he has that – you know, it's very goofy and very like simple. It's almost dad jokes in a way.
Yeah.
And I
one-liners.
Like, yeah, one-liners. Just, but they're like, you're like, you like shit you don't think about, and they're like, yeah. You just chuckle. You're like, oh, okay. But like everything I watch with Mitch Hedberg, he's just like, it just always seems like he's high because he probably was. And
oh yeah.
Like, and he's just like how he delivers it, and I used to have two Mitch Hedberg CDs just in my car at all times. But yeah, Mitch Hedberg, I gotta get him on the list. So
that's a solid number two. That's a solid number two. Oh man, I gotta think about where you're gonna place people. I mean, all right. So I'm gonna jump the gun on, or not jump the gun. Some people would argue he should have been number one for either of us. I think raw talent, from a very young age, you know, was killing, doing huge theaters, did. Two huge, like, broke box office records with his specials was Eddie Murphy.
Oh, so, yeah. Eddie Murphy was on my list.
So Eddie Murphy with, like, Raw and Delirious, those are two of the greatest specials of all time. And obviously he you know, didn't do stand-up very much after that. He's kind of like, you know, a Donald Glover in a way.
Well, I mean, he also had... Stand-up isn't that profitable when you can make movies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, you do movies.
But, yeah, man, that's my number two. I mean, I hope he gets back out there and does another, like, stand-up special. I remember hearing rumors that he might.
All right. This one is, again, not – I just got to get him on there. Bo Burnham.
I knew you were going to go for Bo.
I have to. He has my favorite stand-up. Make Happy is my favorite stand-up special. It's of all time. And it's just different. It's you know, it's a show. It's not stand-up. It's but Bo Burnham, yeah, I had to get him on here. 100%. Bo Burnham, saw him live when I like before he started, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I also followed him since
YouTube days.
Oh yeah, 100%. I was singing his songs and Bo Burnham is one of my favorites all time.
That's fair. That's fair. All right, my number three is actually a friend of Bo Burnham's, Anthony Jeselnik.
Yeah, I knew you were gonna get him.
I mean, pound for pound, like I don't think there's someone better at simplifying like words. Like he can condense words to a point and. Just get the punch and mm-hmm. But he also has the ability to go long form as well, and I think he's a, you know, I he's been a killer since he started almost.
It's so funny to me though that like in real life he's like the nicest guy because of his how his comedy is, and then like everyone's like, no, Anthony Jeselnik's like the nicest dude.
Oh yeah he's very generous and nice.
Yeah, it's like.
And like very like liberal leaning, he's like, you know, it's like you would think the opposite with his.
He's just an excellent joke writer, and oh, yeah. And how he delivers it, because his delivery is everything for his jokes too. Like pausing, the cadence he keeps, where like he needs to have a certain amount of silence before he, you know. My only issue with him is if I watch like. You can guess where his jokes are going.
Usually, like, yeah. I mean, like, but for people like us, I think, who are like, we watch a lot of comedy.
I mean, I've watched a lot of his stand-up specials. And his last one, I was like, not every joke, but they're still good jokes. They're still well-written, funny jokes.
Yeah, I think I really enjoyed his last special, but I had also saw him tour that one. So I had already known all the jokes.
Oh, okay.
But the one before that, what the hell was it called? I don't remember. I remember the last one was called Fire in the Maternity Ward, and then but he's a killer.
All right, Thank You for Something or
Thoughts and Prayers. I think Thoughts and Prayers is an all-timer. Like
Thoughts and Prayers, because that at the end he's like, "Aw, yeah, I'm sad too.
I'm sad too." Yeah, that I mean that's one of my faves all time. All right, who's your number four?
All right, number four. I'm gonna have to go with number four. I mean, I got my. I don't know who you're going with clean for your. I'm gonna. I gotta get him in there. George Carlin.
Okay, I mean he's not clean.
No. But I don't know who I could throw a clean one in and then add another clean one at the end. That's what I'm saying. Like,
oh, okay, gotcha.
But yeah, George Carlin is not even close to. He's. Yeah. But yeah, George Carlin is just. I mean, George Carlin. Half the time when I listen, half the time when I listen to him, it's not even jokes. It's just him telling, like, he's like, I don't fucking like people. I don't understand this shit. It's stupid. It's fucking dumb. Everyone's stupid. The fact that, like, but he's right. Like, half the time he's like, he's right. It's funny. Like, but he, some of his stand up is so funny. Some of his stuff is like, yeah. And it's very relatable, at least to me. And George Carlin just at the end, it's like the stuff he said, he's like, he didn't give a shit. Oh, he did not care. But, yeah, George Carlin for me. I had to get him.
Yeah, on. I mean, I not, thought about.
He's not doing one of my he's not in. That's why I didn't put him in the top because he's not. He wasn't with for me. You know, growing up, I got into George Carlin later than and picked up on him. But yeah, George Carlin. You gotta. I mean, I listening to his stand-up specials. I have like three on my phone. It'll just like shuffle in. I'm like, oh, George Carlin. I mean, in fucking people's babies. I don't want to see your kids. Don't pull out your photos. George Carlin.
It's classic. My number four is Patrice O'Neal.
Oh yeah, I figured you were gonna throw him on there.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of Patrice. I think he's if he hadn't died, it's a lot like Mitch Hedberg. You would have liked to have seen where he would have gone, right? You know, he had like a mind that was just. So different from a lot of people, like especially now everybody says, oh, I wish we could get Patrice's opinions on like what's been happening in the past like 4 years, you know, since Trump was elected. I mean, he would have, you know, people, some people probably wouldn't even like what he thought, but it would be brutally honest and he'd still make it funny. So yeah, I mean, yeah, that one's he's hard to top. And you know,
I gotta watch that special. You,
yeah, I think it's on Netflix, and I think I sent you the YouTube as well.
You did, you did. I just haven't. I was watching some interviews with him just because I was after you talked about it. I was like, and yeah, he was very outspoken.
Oh yeah,
and very smart.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And yeah, I mean, it's you know one of the biggest shames in comedy, but you know it is what it is, and I still think you know. In his time alive, I think he proved to be one of the greatest. So, yeah. All right. What do you got for number five?
Number five, Robin Williams.
Whoa.
Yeah, throwing it. I have actually a good amount of Robin Williams on my. He was. I don't know if it's very like Jim Carrey esque for me because I grew up with Jim Carrey and then I listened to stand up from Robin Williams after and I mean Robin Williams' voices and just. You know, he impressions and stuff.
It's a lot of improv.
And yeah, it's just like ooh, and like, and also he did a lot of decent amount of political humor that that doesn't resonate with me as much.
Yeah,
I'm like I don't really understand Reagan and stuff, but Robin Williams is one of my all time. I love him too because of just the movies and everything. But he was Robin Williams is huge, as far as he got me in on Aladdin. And then slowly throughout
Jumanji, I mean, Flubber.
Yeah. Well, I didn't really listen to his stand-up.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he was probably before my time. But then once I started, you know, got an iPhone, could download stand-up specials. His were some of the funniest.
At least for me. I mean, he was just like unbelievably talented, and I remember
probably a lot of coke. You can tell oh, he was yeah. on drugs. He's so quick, just like, huh, huh, huh. He was. I mean, but that's how he was. But in his stand up, he was fucking very just all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, he was so good at improv. He was one of those guys, like, you really thought maybe he went up and, like, maybe had an idea of what he was going to do and then riffed the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, but that's the thing. That's the brilliance of it. Some people can do that.
Yeah. Which I think the next one.
I feel like Louis C.K. can, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely. He definitely works stuff out, but yeah.
No, yeah. But you could give him a, like, some of the, I'm sure a lot of comedians could do this because they do, like, there's, I want to go to one where, like, some comedians get prompts and they have to tell a joke based on prompts.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure Louis C.K., because he could make a story out of something, you know, like, they're just, or tell a true story that's just funny, you know? Yeah.
All right, so my number five is actually going to be kind of similar in the way it does a lot of improv. Rory Scovel.
Oh yeah, you love Rory Scovel.
He cracks me up, man. And that special he had on Netflix was amazing. And you know, I think he's one of those guys who is like a ball of talent. Goes up there. I mean, and
he's
just,
acted too. He's been in.
Yeah, it was the one with Amy Schumer.
Trainwreck.
No, the other one. Where she?
Oh yeah,
she,
that was Bill Hader.
Yeah, the one that wasn't as popular, but yeah, Roy Scovel's awesome. I mean, I got turned on to him from the Netflix special, and then you know I just looked into his stuff after that, and I mean it's one of the like, I think I would point a lot of people to that special if they kind of want to like something little out there, because it's not like traditional stand-up at all, but I don't know, even the way it's shot, the way like he kind of like they make him seem like a rock star and he was not at all, but yeah man, Rory Scovel. So who's your number six? This is the last of the regular comedians.
Yeah, hold on, I just gotta bring up his name. I'm not great with names. what's his name? Fucking, he's on. He does podcasts with all of those guys. I can see his face. I've three of his podcasts. One is mainly stories.
Oh, Tom Segura.
Tom Segura. Yeah, Tom Segura. I love Tom Segura.
He's hilarious. He's so funny.
Chocolate souffle. Chocolate souffle.
He's like, you know, one of the best. I will say I think his stand up was a lot better when he wasn't as famous and was still a lot fatter.
Yes.
But because I
thought his new stand up was good, but it seemed like it was more just trying to push the limit.
Yeah, definitely.
Some stuff. And it was like, it was funny concepts, but I don't think some of them landed as well. But his first two stand-up specials,
so funny,
are, dude, some of my favorite, like, just make me laugh just because they're just so such how he tells the stories and how he like it to me. I remember dying laughing watching those.
Oh yeah, so funny. All right, so I gotta think about my six, because I want to put, all right, I'm gonna say Eddie Pepitone as my number six. Yeah.
Because of that, seeing him live?
Seeing him live was like one of the, like, it was like, there's no experience like seeing Eddie Pepitone live. He, like, it was like seeing like a insane person. Like, it was almost like, but he had complete control over the room. And it seemed like he was just, I don't know, like, it's hard to even
like
explain.
That's like Todd Glass, watching Todd Glass. Well,
Todd Glass, but Todd Glass is like, I mean, Todd Glass, I feel like, can lose control of the room. Eddie Pepitone was just like this, like,
oh, he had it the entire time.
Crazy. Like, it's not like high energy. He's just like, it's almost like it could have just been a homeless guy who walked up onto the,
just a confident homeless guy.
Yeah, and he was just like, because his thing is like a lot of just stream of consciousness. Like, it's all bits that he wrote, but like,
yeah, it's, but it's, he's done it so well that,
and he does like this, like he does like an act that's, it's so incredible. And I definitely recommend listening to his album, which was what I saw. It's called For the Masses, and you kind of get a feel for, you know, who he is as a person. He's crazy. He's awesome though. I almost put, now there was one that I just haven't seen his, some say it's the best comedy special of all time. I almost put Chris Rock.
Yeah, Chris Rock was, he's on my list. I just, for me, I just personally haven't had that much, you know, connection with Chris Rock as far as his,
yeah.
I've seen one or two. I haven't seen his new one. You know who I really liked their new special?
Who?
Chris Tucker.
Really?
I thought Chris Tucker's special was hilarious.
Interesting.
Honestly, I thought it was so funny.
That's interesting. All right. Yeah. I mean, I didn't watch
really it. Like Chris Tucker's. It was like 2 years, maybe 3 years. It was a while. It wasn't like recent, or it was recently, but not like, Chris Tucker had a very funny special.
I'll have to watch it. All right, so who's your clean comedian? And I hope you don't take mine.
Jim Gaffigan.
Okay, all right, yeah, okay.
I think Jim Gaffigan's one of the best clean comedians, honestly.
He's the best comedian.
Because the dude just, like, he talks about just relatable things. Food, fucking things. Like, he's non-controversial, and he doesn't curse. And it's just like, dude, this guy makes me, like, I have him on, I mean, I have a couple of his albums on my phone. But every time I listen to him, it's just like, he's like, yeah, he's right. Like, it's funny. He's just like, everything he says is very relatable humor. And it's mm-hmm. all just, how he says it is hilarious. Like, I could listen to Jim Gaffigan. He's just like, because he's very self-deprecating in a way that's like, what? Like, when his jokes to him, that joke didn't even make sense. Like, how he does the audience kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I think Jim Gaffigan's one of the best clean comedians. And he, obviously, he's up there for one of the.
Yeah.
I didn't put him on my list because he is a clean comedian. So I'm
You wanted to save him.
Yeah. Well, that's why I was saying, I was like, fuck who? Because not that. I was just saying I could have had Jim Gaffigan in my top six, but I was like, I want to put George. Like, I was trying to find where I could.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and I think mine is going to be someone that I would have had pretty high as well, but I wanted to save him for the clean, and that's Nate Bargatze.
Oh, dude, well, actually, that's my rec room for this week.
Oh, it's my rec room as well. You watch his new special? Oh,
yeah, yeah, I just watched it. Greatest Average American?
Yeah, yeah. Dude, yeah. Nate Bargatze.
I'll rec room something else then.
No, you don't have to. We can both
rec room. I got another movie to
rec room. Okay. Whatever. He is, I mean, in my opinion, like, he's a clean comedian you don't even realize. Like, you went through the whole special and you didn't really realize, like, that's how good he is. And yeah. I think Jim Gaffigan's that way too. Like, you don't really realize until you think about it.
So you're like, oh yeah, they're clean.
I think this past special, which we're going to rec room, like, I mean, didn't like solidify. I think after Tennessee Kid, like, really solidified me as like loving him. But like, mm-hmm. I was watching him, I was like, he's like the clean Louis C.K. to me.
Oh yeah. Yes.
I'm like watching him, like, this is like watching Louis.
He just tells stories. Mm-hmm. Like, well, Louis does that funny. Too, but they're, yeah, so funny.
Yeah, so Nate Bargatze, I mean, he's so fucking funny. His podcast is great too, called Nate Land. And, all right, yeah. What do we got next? Movie. Show. Or let's do special. We'll do TV, comedy special first.
Okay. I'm gonna go with one I mentioned. Make Happy is my favorite comedy special. Yeah, of all time. I mean, there's other comedy specials that have had me. I just think, for me personally, Make Happy was it's who I am. Like, it's a very great. Yeah, Bo Burnham, Make Happy. It's not gonna be everyone's cup of tea, 100%. People are gonna be like, I didn't get it, I didn't like it, and that's fine. But yeah. For me, it's a lot of just sketches, little, like, kind of sketches. It's like comedy making fun of just the comedy in some regards. Like, and also, like, he makes fun of the Like, so he'll just be like, I'm not real up here for a second. This is all staged. And then he'll make a joke and the thing in the back will respond to it because you know that everything he's done is planned and it's a show. Like,
It's a one-man show.
It's a one-man show, yeah. But Make Happy is one of my favorite of all time specials. So I'm going Make Happy.
That's a good choice. There's a lot of specials I thought about putting for mine. I went with Tennessee Kid for Nate Bargatze because I went back and watched that. I've watched that one multiple times, and each time it's really made me laugh. And there's a couple like that. You know, I Elephant in the Room's one by Patrice O'Neill. Thoughts and Prayers I've watched a couple times. I've watched a couple of Louis a couple times. But Tennessee Kid is just like so funny. So, I mean, it's just like one of those, like, it was one of those specials where I realized that, like, that how, like, he was telling stories that, like, you know, are funny, but like the cadence and like the way it's delivered, and you know that he's practicing that, but it seems so flawless. Sounds like
you're listening to a friend tell a funny story.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that's why it was so good.
Did you guys know horses sleep?
Yeah. It's just like he plays the dumb guy so well. Yeah,
dude. Oh my God. 100%. Yes.
And it's like, you know, it's great, man. But, that's my pick. And then, we'll do a comedy movie, movie.
Might take yours, but Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, he did take mine. Damn it.
Yeah. Dumb and Dumber. I mean, come on. Dumb and Dumber is my go-to comedy movie.
Yeah. That's a good pick.
I mean, honestly, I would have put Jim Carrey on there, but I didn't really grow up with his stand-up. Because he did do stand-up.
Yeah, like, he did. And he was good. It was a lot of impressions and stuff.
Impressions. But... yeah, he was a lot of impressions. But I love Jim Carrey. Because Ace Ventura, but Dumb and Dumber will forever be my. I mean, unless you want me to pick a different one, I can.
No. I thought you might pick Dumb and Dumber. I just got to think about, you know, what I really want to pick. It's like between, you know what? I'm gonna just go with a classic. I'm gonna go with Airplane.
Oh yeah.
Those jokes, I think will stand the test of time. I think you'll be able to show, like, you know, young kid, like kids and teenagers and like young adults for a long time. They're always going to laugh. I think it's stupid, but it's like, it's so funny. I don't know. It's just like, I get joy out of even just watching like the best of clips from Airplane.
Yeah. Like the stupid little jokes where it's just like, they're also very like dad jokes.
Yes. Dad jokes.
But I love that. It's just like, it's just corny, where like he just laughed.
Yeah, and I think a close second for me, or a third, would have been Blazing Saddles or Young Frankenstein. Yeah. Anything Young Mel Brooks, really. But yeah, no, two good movies though. All right, what's your show? I don't think we're gonna steal each other's show.
Show Community. Yeah.
Community. Oh yeah.
Yeah, Community is my favorite show of all time, but it's for me. I'm a huge Dan Harmon fan, just his writing style. And Community is one of those shows where I grew up. I mean, I have an attachment to it because I grew up watching it like on TV, like every week. We would wait for an episode of Community.
Yeah.
And some of the episodes are so like, it's not always like laugh out loud funny. Mm-hmm. It's just like smart humor. Where you're just like, shit, that's funny. That's like, man, that was a good episode. Where you're just like, that was funny. It made me laugh, but it was also, honestly, Donald Glover in that show is fantastic. He's one of, when he leaves the show, after season four, the show kind of sucks.
Yeah.
It gets a little better because the Dean, like Danny Pudi, who is Abed.
Yeah.
Him and Donald Glover are the best together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
when
definitely.
When you lose like Danny Pudi's a good actor and I like Abed, but once you lose Donald Glover, that their Troy and Abed is gone and it loses its you know luster. But Community until season four, fantastic. One of the,
right.
or and up after season four, because Dan Harmon only directed season one and two. He got kicked off of season three, I believe.
I think
came back for season four, but season at least one and two, all-time favorite show.
It's a good pick. It's a good pick. My pick is I had a little tough time. I was gonna pick something like recently I've been enjoying, but I'm gonna go with like one that like I've actually watched multiple times, and it's gonna be Veep.
Okay, I thought you were gonna say like if you were gonna say recently, would you go Fleabag?
Fleabag is really good, but
I know you recently, were really
up on that. Yeah, I mean Fleabag is great, but I was thinking more What We Do in the Shadows.
Oh yeah, I haven't seen the show yet.
The show's pretty great, but like it's not over yet, so like I didn't feel like comfortable. Like it could just like fall off. But Veep, I think is you know the writing in that show is excellent. Like the performances are so funny. I mean, you got Julia Louis-Dreyfus, who you know Seinfeld could have even been a contender for this spot, but yeah, Veep is such a funny show. I might even rewatch it again. I think it's so good.
I've seen episodes. I've never fully seen it.
Yeah, it's like weird. It's like you can just watch episodes, but like it's best to do it like linearly. So
yeah,
but yeah, so that wraps up our draft, man. I think we both got pretty good lists here.
Did I
take any of yours? Probably just Anthony Jeselnik.
Yeah, Anthony Jeselnik was the only one.
And Eddie Murphy.
I probably would have went. Eddie Murphy probably went like three, mm-hmm. and then Anthony Jeselnik. I filled in. I threw in George Carlin just because, like, I probably wouldn't have George Carlin on there because I like George Carlin. I like a lot of his stand up, but he for me just my age. Like I didn't grow up with him.
And mm-hmm. like,
Anthony Jeselnik was more like high school. Eddie Murphy was more recent than some of the things that George Carlin. But
definitely.
Yeah. So.
And I think there were some clean comedians that we could have picked outside the ones we picked. Like Mike Birbiglia is a great one. Uh oh. What's that, Dan?
Sorry, I was just listening to Chingle Bobble Flies.
Like Mike Birbiglia is a great one. And Brian Regan is a killer. Apparently his new special is really good.
Brian Regan was on my list because he was one of the first stand-up specials I ever listened to.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The big dollar one is a son. Like, I remember.
One of the OGs for us.
Yeah, dude, that was like one of the. His second stand-up special was, I'll be honest, the first half of it was so slow, so bad. I didn't like it. And then he picked it up. Like, the second half is really good of his new stand-up special. But the beginning, I almost. Brian Regan?
Did you watch the most new recent one?
Well, I don't. How recent has he?
Like 2 weeks ago?
Oh, then no. I haven't watched that. But the one before that, it's real slow in the beginning, and I almost turned it off, and then it picked up, and it was very. I liked how they finished it.
I gotta watch the new one because everybody's talking about it right now. But let's go to the Rec Room, man. What are you recommending?
All right. Well, you're gonna recommend the other one. So I'm going to do, it's a Netflix movie. It's called Operation Varsity Blues, the college admission scandal.
Ooh.
It's about this guy who, you remember all the celebrities, kids that were getting into colleges and stuff?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's pretty much about, it's a documentary about that. And they reenact it a little bit. So basically what happens in it is this guy, he started out as a kind of like a college tutor. Like he'd help you with the SATs and he'd prep you for college, what to do to get into college. He'd start working with the kids. And then he found he would call it a side door. Because the fucked up thing is like this guy, he took money to get people into, basically he bribed people, he bribed people that were in positions of sports at sailing. So
yeah.
He would they'd have a player come on to the sailing team that was a walk on that never, because they get a certain amount of acceptance for sports that they don't really question. So he'd find the sports that were, you know, under the radar at certain schools and make fake profiles. And that's how he kind of got the kids in. And he, you know, he'd give money to, or one guy didn't even know. The one guy didn't take any money. He thought they were donations to the sailing club.
Oh, wow. And
he ended up getting indicted and, indicted. It's very interesting because most times with sting operations, they get like they're trying to get the main guy, but they ended up getting the main guy first. And the whole movie is him calling everyone and getting them to pretty much admit what they did. Like he's like, oh, I'm getting audited. And it was very interesting as far as because like what he's doing is taking money to get people into school. Colleges do that.
Oh yeah.
If you donate, but it has to be like $40 million. Like if you want to get into Harvard, you can donate $40 million and your kid will most likely get into Harvard.
Mm-hmm.
But he was doing a discounted version of that, which is like the thing is like whenever I watch these with like blue collar crime or whatever you call it.
Yeah. White collar.
Yeah, white collar, not blue collar. White collar crime. No one gets fucking any time.
No, like, no, never.
I think the most one person got was like 5 months in jail.
Yeah.
and the guy who is the head of it still isn't in jail because they have to prosecute all 50 of the people that he dimed out before he gets sentenced. So he's out of jail just living at home until he gets sentenced. But he's gonna fucking probably get a year.
Yeah.
Like maybe. It was very interesting. The whole thing was the thing I don't understand is he did it for a while. I don't know how he didn't get caught sooner. People just talking, you know?
With all that white collar stuff, it's like, well, how did they get away with that for so long, you know?
No one cares, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's hard to feel bad for any of the people involved, too. So, you know, especially on that scale.
Rich fucking billionaires. Half the time, almost all the people were like billionaires trying to get their kids into. Like, why do you need your kid to go to fucking college? They're already going to be set.
Yeah.
Like, college is so they can get a good job.
Yeah, it's all a status thing with
that stuff. Yeah, because they want their kid to be at Harvard. My kid went to Harvard.
Yeah. I don't know. That's all. Yeah. But it sounds good. It's on Netflix?
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
All right, cool. I'll have to look out for that one. I watched the Blockbuster one from your rec room last week.
Blockbuster. Yeah, yeah. It
got me really nostalgic, man. I wanted to go
to Blockbuster. I was like, dude, I want to watch them. I was like, I saw some guy on Facebook during COVID. He redid his basement to make it a
that's awesome.
Movie rental store, you know, like, but the whole thing looks like a movie rental store.
That's awesome. My rec room is the Greatest Average American, Nate Bargatze's newest special. That's what I watched on Thursday instead of the Zack Snyder cut right away. It's great. I mean, all things considered, he did it during the pandemic, like outdoors, like people were like socially distanced with masks on. So like, you know, all the laughter is like somewhat muffled, but he's still killing it. You know, listening to his podcast, he talks about how he left, helicopters just keep showing up and he left it there.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like,
well, he makes some jokes about it too.
Yeah. He makes some jokes about it. And like, it turns out that there was actually a police chase that he found out afterwards, which is kind of funny. But yeah, man, it's, you know, another one, it's not as good as Tennessee Kid, obviously, but, he had a bunch of material he wanted to get out there. That he was sitting on, like going into the pandemic, he was gonna record the special like probably like last April, and then like did a bunch of outdoor shows and got together. It was awesome, really funny shit.
Yeah, it was good. I really like that.
Yeah.
Tennessee Kid was a better, in my opinion, but it still it was a good special.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, I'm excited to see what else he does.
He convinces his friend that he doesn't know who
Oh,
yeah. Like, yeah, actually, he and you are finding out about this at the same time.
And then the
after the credits,
guys watching in the back, yeah. Backstage. Yeah, man, it's great. But I think it's gonna do it for this episode. You can find me at twitter.com/TommyJohns. Tommy Johns on everything, basically. Dan Rumor Rack and nookshots.com. I think we got some good shit cooking with gas. Yeah, but got anything to say before we go?
What?
Got anything to say before we go?
Oh, I'd like to say yes.
Okay.
I'd like to say one thing. Batman.
Just fill your